Grace to you and peace from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. This is your Pentecost. I mean, no one ever says only 5 shopping days until Pentecost, or I hope the family can get together for Pentecost. No, but perhaps we should. I mean, this is your Pentecost, and it's been on the church's calendar even before Christmas. And of course, Pentecost, one of the 3 great Old Testament feasts commanded by our God, 50 days after Passover, an early harvest festival, first fruits of the season. And so it is no coincidence that the Lord uses this as he is the first fruit of creation and resurrection. He brings forth the harvest of souls 50 days after his resurrection, unleashing the benefits of our Passover lamb to all peoples. And this is still one of the 3 great feasts of our Lord in the New Testament church. I mean, take note, St. Paul writes in Corinthians, no one can say Jesus is Lord except in the Holy Spirit. For in one Spirit we were baptized into one body. Jews, Greeks, yes, even us filthy Gentiles. And all drink of one Spirit. See, preaching Christ, the sacraments, Pentecost, all tied together. As you heard Peter's sermon, and there's more, that in Peter's sermon he'll say, be baptized, and for your children, for the forgiveness of sins, and receive the Holy Spirit. And then it says they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, the preaching doctrine here, and the fellowship in the breaking of the bread, Lord's Supper, and the prayers. Well, we know what the prayers were. The liturgy, as we do today. I mean, this is your Pentecost, and you drink of one Spirit from the chalice. It gives you faith that when you hear the words, take and eat the body of Christ, take, drink the blood of Christ, you confess, amen, my Lord and my God. In that gospel reading, Jesus speaks of the Holy Spirit's work of remembrance. For that is the very night which shortly there before he institutes the Holy Supper, when Jesus says, do this in remembrance of me. And it's not just for you to think, hey, what was a really nice thing that Jesus did like 2,000 years ago that I should remember? No, that remembrance in all the scripture means to invoke, invocation, to call on God to bring his saving work. And the same Hebrew word for remembrance is also proclamation. And that shouldn't surprise us. And why St. Paul writes again in Corinthians, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes again. Preaching Christ, the sacraments, Pentecost, all tied together. But note well the Spirit's work. I mean, we all have family and friends who just say a lot of weird things about the Holy Spirit. I mean, but have pity on them. They've been mistaught. But, I mean, be very aware of any who feels the Holy Spirit. No one ever feels the Holy Spirit in the Bible. I mean, look, as you've heard the last 3 weeks, John and Jesus in John chapter 14, 15, and 16, what he says of the Holy Spirit, he declares that he will teach you all the things and he will bring to remembrance all that I have said, that he speaks. He guides in truth that I have said. He takes what is mine and declares it to you. He speaks truth, bears witness about me. This is all words. Jesus' words of scripture. And so, yeah, it is false teaching that the Holy Spirit is off doing his own thing, that the Holy Spirit works apart from the word and the word in the sacrament. For God wants us to be sure. I mean, and that is a critical thing. God spoke, and they heard the external word of God. Like with the Virgin Mary and the people at Pentecost, God spoke through messenger. People heard, and it is not their own inner voice or babbling talk or feelings or meditations or out in nature, but in spoken word from men. When the Holy Spirit overshadowed Mary, he came by spoken word that entered her ear. Miracle of all miracles. She conceives, becomes the mother of God. And when the Holy Spirit overshadowed the people there in Jerusalem that day, and even you, he came by spoken apostolic word. The miracle in your ear. And the church conceives sons and daughters. This is your Pentecost. Repent. The Holy Spirit works that in you. Works faith in you. I mean, realize everything in the church and even in all of our life, I mean, everything is the work of the Holy Spirit. It's easy to forget this. That all the benefits Jesus brings you, that the Father gives you, comes through the Spirit. And the Large Catechism, every time I read it, it really strikes me because it's striking. Luther writes, the death of Jesus would be no benefit at all to us if it weren't for the work of the Holy Spirit. The resurrection of Jesus would be no benefit to us at all if not for the work of the Holy Spirit. Because it's God, the Holy Spirit, who brings what Christ has done, what he has accomplished, and he presses it into our ears and into our hearts and into our consciences and into our lives and gives us faith to believe so that our salvation, our hope, our faith, our life, forgiveness of sins, all God, the Holy Spirit, doing his work. You know, and in this way, you could stop paying that man over there, Pastor Bergdorf. You can stop paying me for any work. We're just servants. The Holy Spirit's doing everything. And this is your Pentecost. The miracle of Pentecost, the church growing, it is not the grandiose ceremony of the wind and fire. The real miracle is spoken into ears. Faith conceived. Baptisms. That's what happens. And that, as you heard, that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Everyone. For unlike you and me, God is no respecter of persons. No exception. It requires no special intellect, decision, works, or character. No conditions. Everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It matters not what you've done. It matters not if your life is seen as valuable to the world. If your life is really making a difference or not. It doesn't matter how sincere or how you've tried hard or how many times you fail each day. Because no one is good enough. No one deserving. Yet the least, the most vile, even the likes of you and me, redeemed by the Passover lamb. The harvest of your soul. This is your Pentecost. As always, it's just as powerful then, or it's just as powerful now as it was back then in Jerusalem. It's preaching Christ and his sacraments. For it is through these means of grace the Spirit works and lives are changed. Yes, lives are changed. And salvation from sin, eternal life given, the harvest of souls. For in those waters, from the font, Pentecost still continues in you today. The Spirit continually pouring out his work upon you. That the Lord has made you his. He loves you to the end and he will not stop. And he is coming back. His church cannot fail, nor can he ever fail you. Or leave you. Not ever. Let not your heart be troubled, neither be afraid. Realize all that you have. You are his. made holy. All of your enemies have been defeated, even death. And nothing can truly harm his own. And you are devoted to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship in the breaking of the bread and the prayers. This is your Pentecost. In the name of Jesus, amen.